I'm glad God's in charge, amen?
Yeah.
It's in one of the song books.
It's in, yeah, it is in one of the song books. Maybe in that red one. Oh, I know, of course.
Is it when the circle, will the circle be unbroken?
Mm-hmm. I was looking out my window on a golden when I saw a horse come rolling, come to carry my mother away.
Amen.
Will a circle be unbroken?
There we go.
By and by, Lord, by and by.
Put your hand in the hand of the one
that chills the water.
Put your hand in the hand of the one.
Take a look at yourself and
then you'll see differently. Man, I'm telling you, I got about as much sense as a grasshopper. Amen. I wasn't born jackass. Wasn't born any of them singers. I was just born. Born again, hallelujah.
That's right.
There, we get that part of the sentence over there. I like that. Will circle be unbroken? Amen. Y'all done a good job of that. No more than you had to do with
it. Brother Mark's out here online. I should have been brought his banjo.
Yeah.
Well, he's good on that banjo, ain't he?
First.
We're good.
Do we need our mics on or not?
Sing one. Put your hand in the hand of the man.
Get my star for one, Brenda.
It's on karaoke. I've seen it.
Yeah, we used to sing it a long time ago.
We're doing specials.
Just give them time. They'll go and get it.
We ain't sung it in a long time.
No, I don't think that anybody here has to go to work tonight or in the morning.
I don't know, I'm free.
Oh, I think Rita's still working.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
I got
to
mow the yard.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It'll hold.
No more than it's raining. You ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah, it'll hold. Turn the coats out.
We've had so much good rain.
Mine's still brown. I'm loving every minute of it.
That's right.
I hate the work. I hate the mow. I will, but I hate to.
We're saving our game.
Yeah. Let the barn. Let the lawnmower sit in the barn.
Duke University Global.
Here we go.
Class education online on your schedule, within your budget, within your grasp. Take your work experience.
Which one?
David.
Elvis is good. Yeah, he loved that song.
Which one was it?
Will Sarko be unbroken?
Yes, he did.
Bless him, Lord.
Your hand in the hand of the man who seals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee.
Bless the Lord.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water.
Yes, yes.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at
sure.
others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man who
Galilee.
Bless the Lord.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who calls
the sea.
Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man who Galilee.
Amen.
Put your hand in the
everybody.
Hand of the man who Galilee.
Come on, everybody.
Put your hand.
We didn't know what to do there. Yeah.
Get us an E for trying.
That's right. You get called on, make the best of it. Anybody else got a song? All right. I want to say a few things before I turn Brother Mark loose here tonight. I'm not ready to send these girls on the road yet, but I'll tell you, I do commend them.
We're not ready.
I do commend them for getting up here. Making the best they could of it. I can't sing a lick. I know I can't. And I'm glad for people that can sing. But you know, when you ask to do something, you can say no, or you can say, I'll try. And they try, and they done good. And I thank God for that. I want to say this about this little church. It's a little church. But it's big in the sight of God. And, of course, I was just thinking, you know, we're not perfect. We don't have to be perfect. Captain, our salvation's perfect. Right. Our Savior's perfect.
That's right.
He done a perfect work down here. He lived a perfect life. Hey, he died a perfect death. Gave his life a ransom for all. Instituted a perfect salvation. How perfect is it, Brother Eddie? Well, if you find fault in him, then I got to worry.
Uh-huh.
Pilate looked him over and said, I find no fault in him.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's a pretty good accommodation.
Right.
I mean, everybody said, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said, I've scourged him, I've examined him, and I find no fault in this just man. Now, he was in a political dilemma.
Yeah.
They said, if you don't crucify this man, you're not no friend of Caesar. He found himself in over his head.
Yeah.
in politics, but I'm telling you, Jesus, He's the captain of our salvation, and He made our salvation perfect through suffering. So long as there's no fault in Him, I'm good to go, because I'm not based in what I'm trusting on me. I'm based in what I'm trusting on Him. The Bible says, for we cast all our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. But now, He didn't start a work, He finished the work. But He did leave a work for us to do. His work's done. What we're supposed to do is be His ambassadors. Live a life in such a way that when people see you, they'll say, I guarantee you one thing, they took note of them. They've been with Jesus in Antioch, and they were called Christians first in Antioch. Leave that kind of testimony behind to where somebody can say, I'll tell you what, she went to church. He went to church. Boy, they prayed. Boy, they read their Bible. Boy, they loved the Lord. Leave something behind,
right,
amen.
Right.
And we're going to pass on having Wednesday night service this week. We'll look more into it. Next Sunday, we got a full week this week, going to the ark and everything. I just wanted to say, I was going to pray about it and think about it. I have nothing else. If we do continue the Wednesday night service, I know, like I said, this is a little church. You're just getting off the ground. And I know everybody wants to, you know, Paul said, I know how to bound, I know how to base. You can take in too much ground. I've saw people that what I would call, they just got plumb burnt out.
Right.
It can happen. I've saw it.
Oh, yeah.
And what you want to do is you want to grow in grace and knowledge. Jacob, he told Esau, he said, you go on. He said, come on, we'll go. He said, you go on. He said, they're young, they were child, we'll lead softly. Take time to grow. Don't get too big for yourself. I do want to have Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Just don't get too far ahead of God.
No, that's right.
I hope y'all understand what I'm trying to say right here. Don't lose what you got.
Right.
Don't. I've been myself. Got a little bit ahead of God when I first got saved. It's pretty lonely out there. Bible tells us run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, author and finisher of our faith. And that's what we need to do. I'm not against having a Wednesday night service. I promise you, I'm not. But if we're all going to have one, I want to go this Wednesday and tell Bethel where I'm at. Before the rumor gets out, Eddie Wade ain't been to church and I don't know how long. I want them to know where I'm at. You know what I mean? So I just want to say that best way I could. And I want to let Brother Mark up here to preach. We'll look at that next Sunday, okay? If we do, we'll start this Wednesday after this coming Sunday. We're going to go see the ark Tuesday. Good Lord be willing, we'll make it there. Good Lord be willing, we'll make it back. All I know, amen, we may get caught up for whatever gets here. I love Brother Mark. I've got the greatest respect for him, and I'm looking forward to what the Lord put on his heart tonight. I asked him this morning if he wanted to preach tonight. He said, I sure will. I said, amen. You come on, brother. So you come on, Brother Mark. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
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 I'm in the house of the Lord again tonight.
Amen.
Hey, beautiful day the Lord
sure
has given us. Turn your Bibles tonight to the Gospel of Luke.
Yeah.
I read this scripture, I don't know, quite a while ago, some time ago, and got to thinking about it a little bit off and on, and just seemed like I never could get any head ground going with it, and every time I just try to get away from it, go somewhere else, and the Lord just keep bringing me back to it. Okay,
amen.
You know, think about preaching. If it don't stir you, it probably ain't going to stir them.
Amen, Brother Mark. You're mighty right, brother.
That's the way it works. It has to work in you before it can work in somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm just dumb. I just ask the Lord, Lord, if I can't understand it, I can't make you understand it.
Bless you, brother.
Lord has to let me get it before I can give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I operate. If I knew when I was in school what I know now, I would probably done a little better.
I'd have paid more attention.
But, you know, I thought, I don't need this stuff. Why am I doing this job? Well, anyway, so goes that story. You know, hindsight is always 20/20. You know, you just do the best you can do to follow the Lord and let Him work out the kinks and everything else. Like the,
that's right.
You know, and but yeah, I'll tell you what, people are so, and I say people, we, myself included, we complain about everything.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're complaining too hot.
Yeah.
When we lie, we can, boy, I was, you know, it's cold. I wish it was warmer. Did we not do that?
Yes, we did.
Some people I know down live out at Hadley, one of the Dusty Road boys there, daughter and his wife, husband, son of their son-in-law, they're raising chickens. They're going to have eggs. And I put on there, yeah, as hot as it is, it'll probably be hard-boiled. It's warm. We complain and
sure
people. We seem like we can't ever be satisfied about much or nothing.
Amen.
But God is good to us.
Oh, yes.
And better to us than He deserving to be to us.
Amen.
Luke chapter 1, and we'll read the first four verses. Let's look at a few things, thoughts tonight, Lord laid on my heart. Luke chapter 1. We'll start reading there, verse number 1. It says, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from these beginning were eyewitness and ministers of the word." Now here's, boy, I didn't catch this till I done read it two or three more times. It said, "It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first." Now, I'm going to tell you, I ain't never had perfect understanding.
No.
I wish I could. I wish I did. I don't know. Obviously, Luke had some on me that I ain't got. Because I ain't ever had perfect understanding. I wish I could. But anyway, of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things where thou hast been instructed. Father, I thank you for the day, and I thank you for the privilege to be able to come tonight, and ask you, Lord, to help me to write and divide the word of truth tonight. I pray you to fill my mind and my mouth tonight, and Lord, to say those things, Lord, to be a help to people and pleasing to you tonight. Again, Lord, we thank you for being in the house of God tonight. Again, ask you to help me to preach tonight. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to go back and think about and get my thought tonight on verse 1, to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. I want to think a little while tonight about some things that are believed among us. Now you'd be surprised. Well, maybe you wouldn't. I don't know if you would or not. Of the people who are Christians, I use that word in a little tight sense right there, that don't know nothing.
Amen,
brother. I mean, now, I don't know everything. You don't know everything. If you do, we'll have an altar call here in about 2 seconds. Because we don't know everything.
Amen.
But when you get saved, you shouldn't stay dumb.
Amen.
No.
You shouldn't. You should not remain, what's the word I want to use? Ungrown.
That's it.
You know, your spiritual growth don't really depend on how long you've been saved.
That's right.
I know people's been saved years and years, and they don't know nothing.
Amen, Brother Mark.
And what I mean that, I mean they don't know nothing about God, they don't know nothing about the Bible, they don't know nothing about the Word.
Right.
But I've also known Christians who's not been saved very long, and man, they hunger and thirst after those things.
Yeah.
And when you get hungry and thirsty for things, God will put it into you if you want it.
Yeah.
Now, again, none of us, Brother Eddie, I guarantee you, you ain't never had perfect understanding.
Absolutely.
That's right. I don't. I will someday, but then I don't think it's going to be down here. But those things, and let me say this, and I've said it before, and I believe I've said it here before, I'll say it again, and I don't want to make light of preaching because I'm not, but I'm just telling you this to state a fact. There are things that I preached when I was a young preacher that I don't believe today.
Yeah.
Now, was I wrong in preaching that? No, because that's what I knew to preach.
Right.
So, what made the difference? Growing.
Growth, yeah.
And study and understanding things. So, there are things, you know, and what is bad about it is, it's not that people not only don't have understanding or they don't even know what they believe, but they don't know why they believe it.
Amen.
There are people that can say, well, I believe this or I believe that.
Yeah.
But when it gets right down to it, they don't really know what they believe.
Amen.
Right, right.
True.
And you'd be surprised at the people that carry a King James Bible that don't really know much about the King James Bible.
Amen.
Right.
And you know, if you're going to say you're a Christian, then you need that Christ-like.
Amen.
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 I can't remember. This thought come back across my head some today, and I don't remember which preacher it was. It was some famous preacher of the past was talking to a gentleman one time who was a lost and not saved, and he said, why don't you get saved and become a Christian? And said the man said, well, if I could ever see one, I would.
Amen.
And he said he was looking at me when he made that statement.
Amen.
Now, you know, what's sad today that people claim to be Christians, but they can't see enough in us.
Amen.
But I don't want to get you ahead of my thunder, so we'll deal with that in a minute. But I want to just think a little while tonight about some things that need to be believed among us.
Amen.
Now, one of the things I think about right here, it said a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us.
Yeah.
Christians should have some agreement about certain things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, we ain't always going to agree on everything. God knows we're not.
Uh-uh.
We're different. Everybody's different. Yeah. One person might like this, one person might like that. But when it comes down to the important things of the Word of God, we need to be in agreement on certain things. Paul talked about the church of Corinthians. One of the things they had was schisms.
Right.
They had divisions and they had problems over here. I remember the first church ever pastored down in Ohio County, down at O'Layton, and I mean boys in the sticks, man. I mean talking about sticks. That's where they got the toothpicks from. And it was a little old missionary Baptist church. Man, I was a young preacher. I hadn't been preaching very long. And man, I went in that church, and man, I just thought everybody's going to want to love. Everybody's going to want to love to hear the truth.
Yeah.
And I found out real fast that ain't so. And man, when I went in that church, it was a spiritual mess. I mean, it was a mess. I mean, you had somebody over here believing this doctrine and somebody over here believing this doctrine and somebody was using this Bible and somebody else was using this Bible. We had was having Sunday school elections for teachers or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. Hadn't been there very long. And somebody had nominated this lady. Her husband was the treasurer. Said, well, I'll be glad to take it, but I'll tell you, if I take it, I'm going to teach the Methodist doctrine.
Mm.
And I said, no, you're not, because this is a Baptist church. And honest to God, I had to teach and preach to them people what it meant to be a Baptist, church.
Amen.
And I told them about the first or second Sunday I was there when I found out a lot of things, and I made it plain. I said, if you're going to read with me, you're going to have to get you a King James Bible.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to use.
Amen, Brother Mark. Bless you.
And they were a spiritual mess in that thing. I ain't never seen such a mess in my life. I couldn't believe that they were so. They was as mixed up as a termite and a yo-yo. They was coming and going. And it is sad that you have to go in a Baptist church and teach people what it means to be a Baptist.
Amen. Yeah.
But you know what that stems from? Ignorance.
Yeah,
that's right.
And another problem is it stems from lack of preaching right or lack of teaching right. But God's people ought to be in agreement on certain things.
Right.
Now, again, we don't always agree on everything, a little this, a little that. But when you get into major theological differences, you're going to have schisms.
Amen.
Now, I don't care what nobody said. I don't care what this preacher said or what that preacher said or what this Sunday school teacher did or what that church did or what this church does. What boils down to making the difference is what does that say?
Amen.
That's your rule book right there.
Foundation.
You want to know how to live? There it is.
Amen.
You want to know what to do? There it is. You want to know when trouble comes, how to deal with it? There's instruction there.
Amen, Brother Mark.
Now, men are bad about getting stuff and try to put it together without reading instructions.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they ain't. Duh.
Yeah,
oh, I can put this together.
Yeah.
And when you get done, it looks like the leading tire of pizza had a nervous breakdown or something. And you got about 40, 11 parts left over. And you go back and you read the instructions and you get it put together right. If your life's a mess, read the instructions.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Mark.
If your church is a mess, read the instructions.
Amen.
And if you need to know how to get along and how God's people need to understand things together, read the instructions.
Yeah,
that's good.
He left it for us to have as a guide and a help for me.
Amen.
So one of the things I believe that surely needs to be believed among us, and I'm going to put this at the top of the chart, is that the King James Bible is the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, I make that statement, now I don't make it with just a little loose thing of preaching. I make that because I believe it to be absolutely 100% fact that the King James Bible is the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, I agree with
you.
Now, I've made a statement here to him that when we get down with this flood and ark study, we're going to do a study on the King James Bible. Not just the spiritual aspects of it, but the historical aspects of it. Let me tell you what. The Bible that I hold in my hand didn't come to us at no easy cost.
You're right.
No, major cost.
Oceans of blood.
Now, let me tell you what. I believe it as sure as I'm standing here that this is the Word of God for English-speaking people.
That's right, Brother Mark. Amen.
Now, what I've got, and I've got this put in my Bibles, and when we do the study on it, you'll understand the significance of this statement. I have a 1769 edition of the King James 1611 Authorized Version.
There you go. Yeah, that's what mine is.
I'm going to say that again. I have a 1769 edition of the King James 1611 Authorized Version.
Amen.
Well, I don't understand that. Well, when we get into it, you'll understand it.
Amen, Brother Mark. Amen.
This is the Word of God. Yeah. Did you know when God used men to write the Bible, He didn't say, well, you put in there what you think ought to be there.
Right.
Or you put in there what you think ought to be there.
No.
They were moved upon by the Holy Ghost and they wrote, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
That's the Word of God. I believe that we need to get back to the fact that this is the Word of God to the church today. Reason why our country's in such a mess. We've abandoned the King James Bible.
Man.
We've run after this one. We've run after that one. And it's a catastrophe in this country.
Yes,
right.
You know, my mama, my granddaddy, my grandparents, and their mamas and their daddies, they didn't have 40, 11 different Bibles.
Right.
I got all kinds of Bibles.
No.
I'm not saying that. I heard Brother Eddie make his statement maybe last week of some sort, but I do the same thing. I don't believe a good preacher. You ain't a good preacher if you ain't got at least 60.
Yeah, man.
So help me, I'll tell you the truth. I got a Bible that I study out of.
Yeah, same here.
I got a Bible I lay by my chair that I read out of.
Amen. Same here.
I got a Bible that I teach out of.
Amen.
And I got a Bible that I preach out of.
Amen. That's right.
Why, ain't that stupid? Yeah, but bless God, I got them.
Amen. That's right.
My wife said, you don't need no more Bibles. Well, how do you know?
I'm one to call. Amen.
This one more is all I want.
Yeah. Amen.
I probably give as many away as I got.
Amen. Same there, brother.
My wife said, do you buy Bibles to give them away sometimes? It's what better thing can you give to somebody than a good copy of the
Word? That's right.
I got a Schofield that I got a few years ago from Brother Prophet.
Yeah.
He had it, and I bought it off of him. I had it for 6-7 months or so. And when we had Ted Jubilee at Glasgow, there was a missionary and his wife there were going to the Philippines, going on the mission fields. Lord gave burned my heart to give that Bible to him.
Amen.
I thought, Lord, do I got to give this to him? I just got it.
Amen, Brother Mark. Bless your heart, brother.
But you just can't give nothing better than the Word of God.
Right.
Like I said, I got a bunch of them.
Amen.
And yes, I've even got some that ain't King James, but I don't preach out of them.
Same here, brother.
I got them for references.
Yeah.
Right.
Just compare apples and oranges, if you want to say.
Yeah.
What was it John R. Rice said one time? That all of Satan's apples have worms.
Yeah.
And I think any Bible that ain't King James got some worms in it.
You're right.
Amen. I don't see no point in trying to find something else.
Amen.
No, that's
right. You know the Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, where the word of a king is, there's power.
Yeah.
Now, I so help me, I like Charles Stanley. Like to listen to Charles Stanley.
Yeah.
But I don't like the fact that he don't use the King James Bible.
You're right.
But I have heard him do this. I have heard him quote scripture and he quotes King James.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
you're going to quote it, why not just use it?
Yeah, that's right.
You're right. Amen, Brother Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand it. Preachers are, people can't understand it. I can't understand it. You can't understand it. This is a spiritual book, and it has to be learned by spiritual means.
You're right.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
This is God's word to us.
Yeah, Brother Mark. Amen.
Now, people say, the King James has just gone through so many revisions. It ain't. That's a lie. Save those things for teaching it.
Yeah.
But I believe this is the Word of God. Look in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, or inspiration, or the moving, or the breath of God.
Yeah.
And it's profitable. Do you know the King James Bible will profit you?
Yeah. Sure will.
It'll help you grow.
Yeah.
It'll help you learn how to live right, how to avoid things you shouldn't,
Amen.
How to do things you should. It's profitable for doctrine.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't like that word doctrine. Well, I'm sorry about your luck, but it's in the book.
Amen.
Doctrine is teaching.
Yeah.
You're going to teach doctrine.
Amen.
For reproof, you need to exhort people and try to encourage people, but you can't. Sometimes you got to reprove people.
Yeah, true.
You ever had God reprove you over stuff?
Yeah.
I don't like it, but sometimes it's needed.
Yeah.
You know, yes, exhortation is good, but you got to have reproof.
Amen.
Correction.
Yeah.
Word of God corrects you.
Oh yeah.
It's taking you out of a lot of your thinking.
Yeah,
I said these things I don't believe today that I preached when I was young.
Yeah.
So that I grew and I grow and I grow.
Same here.
Correction.
Yeah.
Right.
You straighten out on, you know, the Word of God will straighten you out on a lot of your theology.
Amen, Brother Mark.
It will. For instruction in righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, ain't that something ain't missing them, boy. Something missing in America today is
righteousness.
Yeah, man. Now, I ain't say that I'm righteous beyond anybody else. I'm just a human being like everybody else.
Yeah.
But I believe it stinks in the eyes of God for
that's
people
right,
who claim to be a child of God and not live righteous.
Yeah, man.
What's wrong with living right? I think Joanne sung a song like that one time. What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? You know what? There ain't nothing wrong with living right. You know what's wrong? They don't want to hear it.
Right.
I'm sick of this gay pride garbage.
Yeah.
Whew, I thought, Lord, have mercy. What month was it? This is July and June? Oh, Lord, I thought, if the Lord don't come back, it's coming again.
Amen.
Teach you how to live righteous.
Yeah.
That the man of God may be perfect. Now,
yeah.
As many times I've read this scripture,
yeah.
I do the same thing. I guarantee you, every one of you have done the same thing. Now, let's read this scripture. Let's read this yeah. together, verse 17. That the man of God may be perfect. Y'all true. Read that?
Yeah.
What? Y'all read it?
Yeah.
That the man of God may be perfect. Read it to me.
Thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
How many times have we said thoroughly?
Oh, it's been there, brother.
And don't say thoroughly, it says truly.
Yeah.
Now it basically means the same thing, but it's a different word.
Amen. Amen.
Look at it.
Truly.
Yeah.
It says truly. I've quoted that thing so many times, thoroughly. You don't say thoroughly, it says truly.
Yeah.
You know, the Word of God will get you through a lot of stuff.
Sure will.
Yes, Lord.
And it'll help you.
Yeah.
Because it'll teach you truly.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
It does say that. It says T-H-R-O-U-G-H-L-Y. Truly. And the reason why I locked in on that word when I was studying about the King James Bible, and I come across it and I thought, it don't say thoroughly.
Yes, thoroughly.
You know, that stuff I had read in the Bible, and I know I read it. I know I read it. And when I'm going to go back to find it, I couldn't find it with a search warrant.
Mm-hmm. True. Hard to find.
Well, I know it's in there.
Yeah.
You know what I believe happens sometimes? I believe the devil blinds your mind.
Yeah.
He'll take
right.
it away. So let it hard.
To keep you. And I mean, it ain't like that you know you didn't read it. But you can't find it when you want to go back to get it.
Yeah.
So what do? You keep hunting. Just like you're digging for gold.
Oh, yeah.
And one of these days, there it'll be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I remember that, but I don't remember what I needed it for now.
Right. Hey, man. A lot of territory.
The Word of God,
yeah.
I believe the King James Bible, we need to have the belief, the same belief,
yeah.
that it is the
speak Word the same of God. And believe the same thing. Amen.
It's been good enough
yeah.
for 1611.
Yeah.
And on.
Yeah.
Still good today.
Amen.
You know, one of the things I learned when I was doing a study on the King James Bible, and I can't remember what the word is. It's a some kind of a copyright clause. Now, the King James Bible in the United States has no copyright.
No copyright. You're right.
Now, it does under the United Kingdom. It's still under the authority of the Queen. You just can't go out and print a King James Bible. It has to be authority by Queen Elizabeth right now. I've got a Bible at home, 1952. It's a Collins. In 1952, the Queen only authorized 100,000 of them to be printed.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 30s, there was only 50,000 of them authorized to be. But in the United States, the King James Scripture itself, now I'm not talking about your notes, I'm talking about your Scripture, is not under copyright.
Right.
But now, in the new stuff that comes out, like the NIVs and stuff like that, they are under some kind of a copyright
yeah.
clause. And if they revise an NIV, it can't be just like the one that was before it. It has to be different.
Why?
Right. Copyright clause.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have to worry about that with the King James because it's not copyrighted.
That's right.
Right.
Also, the Word of God not bound.
Amen. Amen. So, this is God's Word to us today. All right? Number two. Look in John chapter 14. This is some of my favorite scripture in the New
yeah.
Testament. We should believe the King James Bible is the Word of God.
Amen.
Number two. John chapter 14, and you start reading there verse 2 and 3, in my Father's house are many mansions. Starts out, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You know, if you're having troubles, just don't forget about the Father's house.
Amen, Brother Mark. Good.
Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
Amen.
And look what he said, verse 3, and if I go, and he did, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Something else we need to believe among us is the soon return of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know when he's coming. I believe according to the signs that I see all around us, we've got war.
Wars.
We've got nations rising against nations. We've got pestilences.
Sure do.
Well, we've had COVID. Now the next thing is monkeypox. Y'all been seeing that? I just think that this stuff's just going to keep coming on.
Amen.
Because they're signs of the end times.
Beginning of song.
And we got false prophets rising up. Well, here's Jesus. Here's Jesus. You know, most of them wouldn't know Jesus. He sat up beside them and told them, I'm Jesus.
Amen.
God help us.
That's Amen, Brother Mark.
Is he coming? When? He said he would be here. I don't know when.
Right on time.
There was a song years ago that I think maybe the Needlands had out several years ago. Son, don't bring my children home.
Yes,
I love that song. I don't know. You know, the only one knows when that time's going to be is the Father. Son don't know it. Angels don't know it. I just know it's going to happen. And you know what? I've got family I want to see get in.
That's right.
But it wouldn't bother me if it happened right now.
Amen. Praise God.
That's right.
Amen. I just soon go from here to my house. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Good.
What are we going to do? You know, people are going to be stunned.
You're right.
Yeah, they are.
When Jesus comes.
You're right.
And the liberal media, boy, you talking about having a nutcase.
Be trustful.
I guarantee you, if the rapture happened tonight, they would blame Donald Trump. Well, I believe Biden done it. Well, I believe, I get better than this. I don't believe neither one of them had nothing to do with it.
You have on there. It'll be
I used to have an article, I don't know what ever happened to it, to come out of the soul of the Lord years ago. And it come up on this premises, what's the lost world going to think when the rapture takes place?
Be world panic.
They're going to be trying to figure out what's happened to all these Christians. And some stupid scientist, y'all know who Bill Nye is, the science guy? He's an idiot. I don't know who it was. But anyway, one of them stupid scientists didn't believe in God, said, well, it's probably going to be something that certain people in their body have chemical makeup. Some people have more chemicals, some more iron, some have more. And what's going to happen sometime in space, there's probably going to be a hole tear open, and it's just going to suck them through it.
Imagine that.
Well, duh, stupid. Well, you know, when you want to lie, one lie is as good as the other.
That's it.
Like somebody come over and asked this farmer one day, said, can I borrow your hammer? Said, no, my cow needs it. He said, what? He said, my cow needs it. He said, how stupid is that? He said, well, when I don't want to do it, one lie is good as another. What's going to happen when this lost world realizes, where's these people gone?
Right. Going to be a major panic.
Going to be a major problem for CNN.
Yeah, I'd like to see them dismiss that. Amen.
And the Democrats.
Yeah.
And some of the Republicans.
Amen.
Some of the churches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Some so-called Christians.
Yeah, man.
Well, why didn't I go?
Right. Amen, brother. Make it sure.
Well, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Right. 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 Right.
Yeah.
I wonder how many so-called preachers and churches are going to be left when Jesus comes. I don't know. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Woo! Shout!
Yeah.
I believe it's going to be a noisy day when Jesus comes.
Woo!
With the voice of the archangel.
Amen.
That's what it says. Now, I want the voice of the archangel. There's only one angel in the Bible that is called an archangel.
Amen.
Michael.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, the Catholic Church has got bunches of them.
Oh, yeah.
But there ain't but one in the King James Bible that is called the archangel.
Amen.
Now, go over to the book of Jude. One book there right before the book of Revelation. Now listen to what he said there, verse 9.
Yeah.
Ain't but one chapter. So if you got two, you got a bad Bible.
Amen.
Verse 9. Mm-hmm. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now who was he disputing with? Satan.
Yeah.
That's right.
Remember, God buried Moses. Don't nobody know where he buried him,
That's right.
He buried him.
That's right.
Yeah.
I believe there's a good reason for that, because I believe God still got plans for him.
Oh, yeah. On Mount Transfiguration.
Said, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Now, Michael is the, see them two words, the archangel. The archangel. The archangel.
Yeah.
Now back in 1 Thessalonians, mm-hmm. with the voice of the archangel.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now I just kind of believe that when Jesus comes, Michael's going to say, "He is."
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right. And it's going to be something loud enough that it's going to wake the dead.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow. The dead can't hear the voice of Jesus. Well, next time you see Lazarus, won't you ask
him? That's right. Amen.
Amen.
He heard him.
So did.
Lazarus, come forth. I believe when Jesus comes, whether I'm in the grave or on the top of the ground, I believe he'll call my name. Mark Hunt, come up.
Yeah, man. Hallelujah.
He's going to say, come up hither. I ain't never hithered, but it's going to be fun to find out why. I believe he'll call your name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
The trump of God, the dead in Christ, shall rise first.
Amen.
Ooh, ain't that going to be good?
Yeah.
Do you remember what John said? He said that he heard as it were a trumpet.
Yeah.
And when he turned, what did he see?
Yeah.
He saw a lamb as it had been slain.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I believe
Holy Ground.
Those wounds are going to be there for eternity
to
remind us the price he paid for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I believe that.
The voice and the trumpet was going to sound. And the dead in Christ arise first. That's talking about those that's been gone on to be with the Lord. Then when we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with the Lord in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Did you know that the Bible compares and talks about Satan being the prince and the power of the air?
True.
Did you know that when Jesus comes and that trump sounds and that archangel calls out that call and the dead in Christ are going to rise, and then when we're there alive and remain, we're going to be caught up in the air. You know what's going to happen? When we're called up, we're going to step right into his backyard and ain't a thing he can do to stop.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good.
Amen. That's right.
Good, brother. Good. Hallelujah.
I just hope when I get to go through the gates of heaven, that I can turn around and go,
yeah, amen. Yeah.
Step right in.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Because he won't be there.
No.
Glory. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We need to believe of the soon and visible return of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yeah.
I watched a thing the other night on Jim Jones. Y'all remember Jim Jones?
Yeah.
Cool. Johanna.
Yeah.
Jonestown mess down there.
Yeah.
And 900 people were committed. Well, they say committed suicide. I think it's more than that.
Oh, yeah.
But they had a clip. An audio clip. I don't know who he was talking to, but he was talking to somebody about drinking this waste Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And said, now, go ahead. It'll be painless. And life ain't worth living without me. I thought, well, you...
Moron.
False crap.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it wasn't worth living with him.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, look in John 17, verse 4. We need to believe the King James Bible's Word of God. We need to believe in the visible and soon return of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Now this is the Lord's Prayer, John chapter 17. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is the model prayer, but this is the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
In John chapter 17.
Yeah.
Now that's what it said in verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do.
Amen.
We need to believe among us in the finished work of salvation on the cross.
Lord. Amen.
You remember Jesus said on that cross, it is finished.
Amen.
Say he was finished. He said it is finished.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I say he's not finished, because he's still doing work for us. He's
sure
the intercessor. He'll be the one come back. The same Jesus which you see taken away shall come like matter. Man, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, the same one they crucified on Calvary, the one's coming back.
Yeah.
Same one they laid in that tomb, same one coming back.
Man.
Same one that got up on that third day is the same one coming back.
Yeah.
This same Jesus, which is he's coming back.
Yeah.
And when he finished it on the cross, you know, when he got done with the work at Calvary, salvation's plan was done. The veil of the temple was ripped from top to the bottom. There was no more need to sacrifice animals, do the things of the law. We're on the other side of the cross today, and it's still finished today. You don't need that nothing to do
it. Good.
What are you going to add to it?
That's right.
I can't add nothing.
Man, you can't beat the blood.
Amen, brother. It's the blood. Makes it come.
It's done.
Yeah.
You got people saying, well, it's my way. No, it ain't.
Seems right.
It's his way.
Indeed.
I actually had somebody in my family tell me one time about a certain church, if I didn't go there, I was going to hell.
Oh, my.
Well, I'm sorry that I missed it.
Yeah.
That attitude, I'm glad I did.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's people believe that if you don't go to my church, you ain't going.
You're right. Select few there.
Now, I believe in belonging to church. I'm not talking about that. But church ain't going to get you to heaven.
Right. Amen.
Right.
It's the one who gave his life for that church going to get you to heaven.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man, ain't God good to us to give his best, the very best heaven had, and gave his son to pay a debt that Christ didn't owe, and he died for my sin.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Right.
What else could I be that?
It's good, Brother Mark.
Man, when he said it's finished, it was finished.
Yeah, that's right.
Complete in him.
Yeah.
And I'm sure hell and all the demons of hell thought, boy, we got him now, boys. He's dead.
Yeah. And he showed up to get them keys.
I tell you what, the Pharisees couldn't handle him and death couldn't hold him.
Yeah. Amen.
And hell couldn't stop him.
You're right.
And still the same plan.
Yeah.
Still good today.
Amen. Praise God.
His blood Which was shed. It wasn't spilled. It was shed.
Right.
You spilled something, it was an accident.
Right.
He shed it on purpose.
Right.
It covered yesterday's sin.
Yeah.
It covers today's sin.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And it'll cover tomorrow's sin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
You remember when Jesus resurrected that morning and he met Mary Magdalene there in the garden?
Yeah.
And she didn't know who it was at first.
Right. Oh, he's a gardener.
And she was going to touch him.
Yeah.
Touch me not.
Yeah.
And he said to her,
touch me not.
Touch me not.
Right.
For I'm not yet ascended.
That's right.
But you go on down the road a little bit, when he's in that upper room with them disciples and Thomas is there.
Yeah.
He said, handle me and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They called Mary Magdalene up to touch him. What happened? I believe after that took place, I believe he had resurrected and he still had his blood that he resurrected with, and he took it back to heaven and took it back to the real mercy seat and he sprinkled it on that mercy seat.
Yeah.
It's still there today.
Yeah, it is. It's true, too. Yeah, send up in the heavens.
Yeah.
The tabernacle down here was a shadow of the real one.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to know what you'll see when you get to heaven? You'll see the tabernacle.
Really?
You'll see that mercy seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see all those things.
Hallelujah. Take a tour of heaven.
But you'll say, well, I'm glad that blood's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
The storms may come and they may go.
Yeah.
But the blood, it just won't wash away.
Right.
Amen.
It's still there.
Amen.
When Jesus said it's finished, it's done.
Yeah.
Glory.
Made it good enough for everybody.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I remember Brother Clay, first time I ever met him, I thought, man, I don't know about this guy. I didn't think he was real. Me and my wife thought, this guy can't be real. But you know, a lot more I was around him, the more I realized he was real.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I've heard him tell this so many times. He was going to a Christian church. He said, man, I taught Sunday school. I was bus driver. I was this and I was that and I've done this. And he said I was just a religious lost person.
Yeah. That's sad, but it's true.
And said one Sunday morning, God got a hold of my heart.
Yeah.
Said, Lord, start dealing with me about being saved. And I've heard him tell it so many times. He said, the Holy Ghost pulled up to my pew. He said, the king wants to see you in the palace. He said, I think I'll go.
Yeah. Amen.
And he said, I was headed to that altar. And said, that preacher met me. He said, you get away from me. This ain't got nothing to do with you and me. This got something to do with me and God.
Yeah.
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 He said, I knelt down by that old piano bench and God saved me in that wicked church.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
And he said, I had a temper. Yeah. I would tear up $90 worth of furniture over a $10 increase in the gas meter.
Yeah.
Amen.
And said, God saved me, and he took that thing away.
Yeah.
Amen.
Said, I sat in my house one day, and my neighbor was mowing the yard and threw a rock and come through a window of my house and landed in one of the plasters on my wall. And said, all my neighbor knew was I had a bad temper.
Yeah, that's right.
Said, come over and said, Clay, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to. That was an accident. Said, you get it fixed. Give me the money, the bill. I'll pay for it. Make sure it's took care of. Well, Clay said, that's all right. I'll fix it.
Yeah.
He said, what?
Yeah. What?
He thought he went crazy.
He said, what happened to you? He said, you really won't know.
Yeah.
He said, I got saved.
Yeah. Hallelujah, brother Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Makes a difference.
Said, me and my wife was at the grocery store one day. Yeah. And man, I was one of them. I done had God pour a bucket of honey over my soul. I was happy.
Yeah.
And my wife said, Clay, can you go over in that aisle and get this without getting in trouble? Something she wanted. I don't think I can handle that.
Yeah.
He said, I got over there and said, when I come around the corner, they had a great big old thing of pork and beans piled up. That they started beating it up like a tower.
Yeah.
And said, I went over to get what my wife asked, and I seen a thing of Denny Moore beef stew.
Yeah.
And seen a thumbprint on that thing. And he said, I got happy, and I got to thinking, Lord, I thank you, God, for putting that thumbprint on my heart. Yeah. He said, the next thing I know, pork and beans were going everywhere, buddy. So one of them little boys come running, said, what happened? They fall. He said, no, bless God, I kicked them.
Amen. You get them canned habits, amen.
So they rolling up front door and everywhere else.
Yeah, man.
Let me tell you what, boy, God gets a hold of you. He'll get a hold of you, boy.
Yeah.
Make a difference.
Yeah. Amen.
When he said it is finished, amen, buddy, it's done.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
You can just forget about doing anything else.
You're right.
It's done.
Amen, Brother Mark.
One more and I'm going to be down. Look in Philippians chapter 2.
Hallelujah.
Like Bro Cleese said, I done had a better time than I thought I would.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Sure miss that man.
Yes.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
That you may be blameless and harmless. Now, you people are going to blame you.
Yeah.
If you can't get away mad. Amen. You shouldn't give them no reason to blame you. The sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. I still believe that we should believe that God expects us to live right.
Yes. Amen.
I said a minute ago, what's wrong with living right?
That's right.
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with wanting to see people saved.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to go to church.
Amen.
And feel the presence of God.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with reading your Bible.
Amen.
And learning things you didn't know.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to stand up against the ungodliness and the corruptness going in this world.
Good, Brother Mark.
You know, Roe versus Wade overturned that law, the Supreme Court did, and now Biden has done signed some kind of law to stop. You know what? Sinners, lost people that don't care about God, don't care about the unborn life.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure enough.
But their day's coming.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Woo!
Exactly. Hallelujah. God's going to clean it up.
Nothing wrong. God expects us to live right.
You're right.
The world needs us to live right.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Right.
Because they ain't going to do it.
No.
We're his witnesses.
And they'll never say nothing of all the good you do.
You're right.
But you mess up.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be on town 13 in the morning.
Yeah. 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 Amen to that.
Lord taught me a lesson about that many years ago. I was mowing my yard.
Bless the Lord.
I wasn't even thinking about it. Said, you know what it is? You do 1,000 good things, nobody say nothing. You make one mistake, everybody knows it.
That's all it does.
No.
Make it not strange, because I'm the fiery trial. Is it right?
It's just like you said, people ain't looking for a reason to serve God. They're looking for more.
Reason not to.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
You're right, brother.
You're right, Brother Mark. Bullseye.
But we still should live right.
We're salt. We're alive.
I said the lost world needs us to live right.
Yeah. Amen.
Our family needs us to live right.
You're right.
Your children need you to live right.
Yes.
Yeah.
The government.
Love the believer. Word
the is. Schools.
Yeah.
Man, our schools weren't perfect. We kids, but by God, when we went to school, we didn't have to wonder what somebody going to come in and shoot us.
Amen.
Right.
Now, I know some of us should have been shot.
Amen.
But we didn't have to worry about that.
Right.
Joke.
Amen.
You know why? We got all this ungodliness. You take prayer to schools, you ain't got but one way to go.
Yes.
You take God out of this country, you ain't got but one way to go.
Amen.
You take God out of your homes, out of your church, out of our government, you ain't got but one way to go, and that's down, down, down.
Good preaching, Brother Mark.
That's it.
And we're still going down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that's going to fix it is the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I would love to see America be back to America it was when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I told somebody, growing up in the 60s, sure more fun than being 60.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, we didn't, we weren't rich.
Right.
Well, we was rich. We wasn't wealthy. There's a difference between wealthy and rich.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, this probably ain't true, but anyway, we was poor.
Yeah.
Poor, well, you know, like Dolly Parton said one time, they was poor growing up. Poor growing up. Said we didn't even know until some smart aleck told us.
Right. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Heard somebody say they support growing up, but they couldn't afford a dog. Somebody pull up in the driveway, they'd have to run out and bark. No.
Amen.
No, we wasn't wealthy, but we was rich.
Rich in other ways, yeah.
A lot of ways, family.
Yeah.
People cared about each other
more
than they do, man.
Yeah. Spent more time together.
Man, we didn't have iPhones and iPads,
right.
and this and I that and everything else.
Amen,
people pissed horseshoe.
Yeah.
Played rook.
Families were close. Yeah. Yeah.
Played music.
Even eat together.
Right.
You sit on the porch, break beans. People come sit and talk.
Yeah.
Every hour.
You done
broke half your garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nowadays, people don't do stuff like that.
True.
Why? America's changed.
Yeah.
And not necessarily for the good. But God expects us to live right.
You're right, Brother Mark. You're right.
No matter what the world does, no matter how the world lives, no matter how the world gets, He expects us to live right.
Amen.
And when it's all said and done, we'll be glad we did.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And there'll be people that were saved because you did.
Yeah, it's true. Bless you, brother. Good.
Amen. Father, I love you. Thank you for the Word of God tonight. Yes. I thank you, Father, for being able to preach. Thank you for people to come tonight. And Lord, I pray, Father, that you've been a help to people. Lord, yes, we need to believe some things. And Lord, we need to believe them together because they're important to us. Lord, I ask again, Father, to be with us this week as we go out and whatever it is we're going to do, be with the people that's going to be going Tuesday, I believe it is, to the Ark. I pray, Father, that you give them a safe trip, and a good time of fellowship together. Give them safety there and back and watch over them.
Yeah.
Lord, again, we pray for our nation, pray for our families, Lord, that's lost and still undone, never known you in that free part of sin tonight. Thank you again for the privilege to preach these things.
Bless.
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Brother Eddie.
Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you all, but I've kind of enjoyed being here. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to say a couple things before we get Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon lead us in an invitation on him. He may not need to do nothing. But I like that last thing Brother Mark said. All of it was good. But he said our family need us to live for God.
Yeah.
The people, you know, that even we work with need us to live for God.
That's right.
One of my prayers, I've got a long list of prayers, but one of my prayers is that the people that I've worked with will get saved. They won't get saved if you don't show them what salvation is. I went and got a haircut last week. I know I ain't got no hair. I got a haircut last week, and the guy that was in there before me, his name was Gary Heisinger. His father was my foreman at work. I seen Gary. His father was Irv Heisinger. I seen Gary. I said, "How you doing, Gary?" He said, "I've been listening to you on the radio." Listening to Christian radio.
Mm-hmm.
I was going out Highway 9 the other day where there was a barbecue place out there. Charlotte Hawkins.
Yeah.
It's a church now.
Yeah.
She was on my crew.
Oh, hallelujah.
We're talking about I had to have a little grace. I hope I probably shouldn't even put that on. But you know what, like Mark said, some works you see now, some works fall after him. I heard him mention Brother Cletus.
Mm.
I got a feeling he got some works following him. There's somebody going to be following you.
That's right.
Make sure you lead them in the right direction. Great, great message. Oh my, if you didn't bring something, put something in tonight, man, go back there and get some. It's loaded. Good, good message. We need to redeem the times. I don't know how much time we've got. I agree with him, the Lord. Is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And He's coming soon.
Yeah.
And only what we can do is what we can do right now. We may not be able to do nothing tomorrow because we may not be here.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, Paul told the church, Corinthians, I believe he said, the time is short. That's a long time ago. I still believe it's true, though the time is short.
Yes.
Think about this. Just got a blessing this morning seeing Tatum just bow forward. I mean, I look back there and he just bowed forward, crying his eyes out. We can see more of that if we do like Brother Mark preached tonight.
That's right.
He hit quite a bit on the King James Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you something, buddy. I'm begotten by the Word. Now, I wasn't born with corruptible seed. He mentioned about some corruptible seed, and there is some out there. I was born again by incorruptible seed, by the Word of God.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, I want to sow the right seed. That's what he's talking about tonight. We need to sow the right seed, and we need to also show that we're of the seed of Christ.
Right.
You know, I was always jealous that I wasn't a Jew. Then I found out I was a spiritual Jew through Jesus. I'm a spiritual seed of Abraham in the book of Galatians. I got pretty blessed about that. Hallelujah. I got in. Amen.
Yep.
But anyway, I appreciate the message tonight. Somebody is going to be impacted by your life.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned about how long it takes to build a testimony. It does. It takes a long time. It just takes, like he said, a second. Mm-hmm. 1 second. And we do need to all speak the same thing. We need to all believe the same thing. And there's not supposed to be no chism in the body. We're supposed to be fitly joined together. And that's what we got to have. And I'll shut up right there. Come on, Brother Jerry and Sister Sharon. Like that's everybody staying. Tremendous message tonight. I love that. Much needed. I'm telling you, we're in the Laodicean day. And apostasy is for sale right now.
Yep.
People trying to sell you a lie. And I'm glad I got me a good old King James Bible. Jesus said, John 17:17, thy word is truth.
Page 165.